This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall this hour with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email those in. One more time, call us, 701-258-0550. Text us. Todd takes your text at 701-226-8503. I take them at 701-367-2054. Or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you this hour by Go Wireline, an equal opportunity employer offering industry-leading benefits and competitive wages. They are right now looking for experienced wireline engineers and operators and for crane operators with the NCCCO certification as well. So if you want to find out more about that, go to gowireline.com/careers. gowireline.com/careers. While we're waiting for Senator Cramer to join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall, let's go to Pollock, South Dakota. Carl has a birthday shout-out. Wants to get out there. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. Whose birthday today?
My niece, Nicole Vandervoorst, is having a birthday. She's in school in Westfield, North Dakota today. And I'm not exactly sure, but I think she's 7, 8, maybe 9, somewhere in that range.
All right. Hopefully they're listening. It's part of their classroom curriculum right now, maybe.
Well, if not, it should be. Your show is very educational to people.
Oh, what is her name, Carl?
Nicole Vandervoorst.
Oh, you told me that already, didn't you? All right. So happy birthday to Nicole. I'm glad you called. Glad you called her. Give us a little shout-out for Nicole today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening. 800-228-0550. You can stack them up for Senator Kevin Cramer today on the program. Gene, last hour didn't get in to talk about Al Gore. Are you a big Al Gore fan, Gene?
Hi. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
No.
No, you're not. Okay.
Do you remember when Al Gore spoke at the National, FFA convention?
I do not.
That's quite a few years ago. You know what he told them?
What?
He said, "Go home, boys and girls. Forget about farming. We're going to get our food from the foreign countries." Scott, you know, we talk and talk and talk about this stuff. We never go to where it's coming from. This is all Agenda 21. Do you remember when you had Tom DeWeese on your show?
I do, yep.
Okay, Tom DeWeese is coming back up in this area. I think he's going to be speaking in Stacy, Minnesota on the 12th of March. If you would get on AmericanPolicy.org, you could probably get him back on your show again.
Now, is that Stacy or Tracy? I know a Tracy. I don't know a Stacy.
I'm hearing Stacy, Minnesota.
Is that right?
He's
okay.
He's also speaking in Minneapolis, but if you go online, you can find out where he's speaking.
All right, we'll do it. We got it. We thank you, Gene. Appreciate it very much. And I do agree that it is worth paying attention to. It's why we had him on previously. And there are dots that connect to this whole global warming jihad. All right. 10 past the hour here, ladies and gentlemen. Without any further ado, for this week's Talk Radio Town Hall is Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, Senator Cramer. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, although it's snowing here again, and it's cold, and that's pretty much typical. I understand there's a little snow in Washington as well.
There is. It snowed a little bit overnight. When I walked to work this morning, there was a little white stuff on the grass. The streets and the sidewalks were pretty much just wet already. They weren't even slippery, although they had been, because there was a lot of salt. One of the things our son Abel has noticed is that when there's anything slippery around here, there's a ton of salt that gets poured on everything. And it's probably a good thing. But unfortunately, it almost piles up, as weird as it is. You probably have seen that, but it just sort of piles up, and you kind of wonder if they even knew what they were doing. But better safe than sorry, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Bob in Bismarck is first up here for Senator Kramer. Let's get going on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for
taking
my
Bob.
Call.
You bet.
Quick question. Back in the previous administration under Obama, there was lots of discussion about the increasing national debt. And I guess there's been so many distractions the past couple of years. And I don't think that's really been a general issue that the media has covered or the GOP has covered. Can you give me an understanding as to why, you know, that may not be a more of a concern for the GOP, considering that's kind of what we run on?
Yeah. No, it's a great question, and you're right. And I think, Bob, and I'm not sure about this, but I think I've even seen fairly recent polling where the debt isn't as urgent an issue to the public as it oftentimes is. And that's not to say it's not an important issue. It's a really important issue. But I think part of it may be, and this is just me speculating, and I want to address it from a more substantive standpoint. I think part of what happens is right now we're enjoying really good economic times. And when we're enjoying good economic times, like everybody's got a job or, you know, most people have a job, think their 401k is growing. People are feeling fairly secure economically. And then consequently, they don't think as much about the government's debt because their own is a little bit better. I think that's part of it. I also think there are a lot of other distractions as well. But just to highlight your point, we did just go over, the $22 trillion debt mark, and it got almost no coverage, if you might recall. Right?
I read about it. I'm thinking, that's where, as the public, you know, we may not be thinking about it, but I know when I'm doing well, whether it be my job or a pay increase, I take that money. This is just kind of old common sense stuff.
Right.
And you pay off your bills.
Right.
And so, gosh, what a better time to do it than when we're, you know, not doing well. And then we say, well, we really can't start paying anything off because the national, nationally, we're not doing so well economically. That's why we have, it's frustrating for the general public who try to manage their own house with their budget. Right. And we've got very smart people elected into Congress to take care of kind of the basics. Money's a big part of the USA.
It's a very big part of the USA. In fact, Scotty, I'm going to be speaking at CPAC here later this afternoon, late this afternoon. And, money's a big part of it. I'm going to be talking about private property, which is also a big part of our liberty and our freedom. And I think this is a great conversation, Bob, so I appreciate you raising it. I think one of the issues, and maybe part of why you don't see it so much, besides all the other distractions, by the way, I mean, let's face it, Michael Cohen, a guy who's famous for lying, is testifying before Congress, and it dominates everything. But that said, going to $22 trillion in debt with barely a notice in terms of the headlines, I think is part of the concern, but I also think it's part of a reflection of how Americans feel. But I would say this, at the same time this week, we also saw the news that the, you know, fourth quarter gross domestic product or productivity of the country was nearly half a point higher than was anticipated at 2.6%, and it made for a total year of just under, I think it's like 2.9-something percent growth for the entire year of 2018, and that economic growth helps bend the debt curve, the debt curve by about $1.5 trillion or more dollars. And so there's a direct correlation between debt and specifically deficit, the annual debt that we create, that accumulates to the total debt, that correlation is relevant to the debt. But all that said, your point is there's more revenue than ever. The economy's doing better than ever. Rather than finding new ways to spend excess dollars, we should be saving or better yet, buying down our debt. But this brings up the next longer conversation, and that is we have to deal with the mandatory side of the ledger, which is approaching 70% of the entire budget. Mandatory side, the side that Congress does not appropriate year after year, but rather is on automatic pilot. And every time I bring this up, you know, I know some people gasp, some grab their hearts. The Democrats start their recorder in hopes that they can get me trapped into saying something that they can use in an ad someday. And we fail to have the honest discussion that you and I
have. Yeah, but Mr. Kramer, with all due respect, the 2 years that the Republicans had the House and the Senate, you know, that would have been the opportunity to have those conversations.
I totally agree. But even Donald Trump didn't want to talk about the mandatory side of the ledger, particularly social security.
Thank you very much.
That's a conversation we've got to have. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call and love that topic. Really do. Love also the fact that we're connecting, you know, economic growth to reducing the debt. And how do you get economic growth? Not from more spending, from unleashing American enterprise system, which is happening. More coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to talk wellness with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You say every day made better. How does that connect to wellness?
What we do is provide true relaxation, whether it's in a hot tub or a sauna, and it brings your body back to its ideal state. If you understand the number one cause of illness on the planet is physical stress, that's your autonomic nervous system being out of whack. Well, true relaxation is the ability to bring that back down to its ideal state, and nothing can do it better than hot water or the heat of a sauna.
Hot tubs, saunas, billiards, games, swim spas, pools, patio, they've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Some great financing options too, right?
That's right. A couple great options. One, 60 months, no interest with payments. And then 1 year, no interest, no payments. And this time of year following the holidays, a lot of customers like that option.
The owners of Hot Spring Spas love them. You will too. See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, in Devil's Lake, and Minot too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, folks, you can manage your own minerals with the right tools. Here's a tool that'll help you do it. MineralTracker.com, the affordable professional solution to ensure you are getting paid correctly and to take control of your asset. This is a great app, the Mineral Tracker app, and all the details are at MineralTracker.com. You can sign up for a free trial there. Jeff Comer and his team, these are petroleum engineers that have put this model together. They're available to help with signing up for Mineral Tracker, to answer any other questions you might have. You can stop by their office in Watford City and call them toll-free at 833-842-2924, 833-842-2924. All right? All right, we're going to keep going here with questions for Senator Kevin Cramer, as we always do on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You can also text those questions in, but back to the phones we go. And Corey in Kenmare is next for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Corey.
I got a question on the new NAFTA. Why is it that, like, we got everything straightened out for, well, here's my question. When we sell canola, we have to abide by Canadian rules, exchange, and all that stuff.
Yes.
So we take it 25% in the shorts there. But when they bring wheat down here, there's nothing that they got to go through. I mean, I'm all about trade, but I want fair trade.
Right.
I've got 2 years' worth of durum that I can't haul into my mill because it's plugged with Canadian trucks. And they don't pay any sort of penalty, but if I want to sell my canola, I got to pay a 25% less because it's all figured out on Canadian exchange.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. If you're talking about currency value, that
well, no, it's canola is traded on their grain exchange up there and the exchange also.
Yeah.
So we're getting double whammy, so to speak.
Yes. So,
but they can sell wheat down here, and I was hoping in this new NAFTA that there would be some sort of way of equaling out that balance, because, like, I can't take my canola up to Canada without paying a fee at the border, is what they tell me up in Canada. To crush my canola up into Canada, they've got to pay the U.S. a fee. They don't pay us no fee to bring their wheat down here.
No, that's right. So I'm not intimately familiar with the canola and the exchange fee. I'll have to look into that, and I will. It's very intriguing.
I've talked to Tom about it, but
sure. But with regard to wheat and durum in particular, that I'm more familiar with, because that situation, at least the one I'm familiar with, is one that I took up with the president himself, and that is, of course, the disparity or the discrimination, the grading discrimination that they engage in quite frequently, or as a matter of just process up there in Canada, which is a dramatic and gross reduction in price that doesn't acknowledge the value or the quality of our wheat. And we, of course, do not do the same to them. And that,
right.
That issue was addressed in the UMCA. Now, just to be clear, the USMCA has not been ratified yet. So these are great discussions to be having right now with me. So, because I suspect some of this, if not addressed directly in USMCA, and as I said, the grading issue was, but things that were not may not be amendable, but they are, or even, you know, amendable, but they're certainly negotiable in our direct relationship with our Canadian neighbors, because they want this ratified as much as President Trump wants it ratified, and there's no reason that we can't learn more and approach them, because some of it may very well not even be part of a trade deal. It might just be practice that's never been confronted. And so I'm going to try to learn more about it. And frankly, if you want to engage with us on a direct, you know, offline, if you wait, sort of way, I'd really value that, frankly.
Well, I will. I mean, I keep in contact with Tom somewhat. And, you know, I asked at our expo in January why there wasn't as many Canadian trucks coming to down with canola. And they said, well, because we got a better price for it up in Canada right now. So we don't need to come down here with our canola. But the other day I was waiting in line at got some samples off, and 6 out of 8 trucks were Canadian. And at the beginning of the year, the mill said that they're getting 50 to 55 truck loads a day, and they can only handle 25,000 bushels as far as processing a day. So they're like, you do the math. We're going to be full by Wednesday.
Yeah.
Corey, thanks for the call. By the way, anything you want to comment on this?
I want, if Corey's in touch with Tom, we can probably figure out how to talk to him, if Corey, if you want to talk to my trade guys or my ag folks, which aren't all guys, by the way, some of the sharpest ag minds in Washington, they're women. But I'd love to learn more and hear more specific anecdotes, because these are things we like to drill down on in a significant way. And some of it's stuff we can help with directly with our Canadian neighbors, and others are more policy oriented that we need to try to fix if we can in policy or you know, regulation or whatever the case might call for.
What is taking so long, or is it taking longer than you expected to ratify this?
Well, it's got to go through a process over at the Trade Commission. So there's an evaluation at, I think it's the U.S. Trade Commission, that does an evaluation of it, of the entire deal. And before then, it comes to Congress. So we don't even have it yet. In other words, we've all seen it, we've read it, but it needs to go through this bylaw, this evaluation process by the United States Trade Commission. And then when we get that, the process of ratification begins. In the meantime, this is why Corey's call is timely and why I want to learn more specifically about the exchange and canola, and there no doubt would probably be other crops that fit into this. Because in the meantime, for example, Democrats are sort of threatening to not vote for it because they want to see stronger enforcement on some of the labor provisions. Now, keep in mind that USMCA does have some strengthening of labor standards, including a minimum wage for manufacturing jobs like auto manufacturing at $16 an hour, which, of course, makes the United States more competitive than it previously is with Mexico. Now, that they want more, of course, and we always want more. But if you look at it from a straight, binary choice, is it better than NAFTA? It's better than NAFTA in that regard. But now is the time to sort of ask the questions Corey's asking and for us to sort of insist on things that we can insist upon. And then at the end of the day, give it a straight up or down vote. That's how Trade Promotion Authority works. Congress can't amend the deal, but we can certainly get clarification and look at things like enforcement, for example, which I believe, by the way, I maintain that enforcement has been the largest problem with all of our trade deals. Our problems with China aren't so much that the trade deal is bad, it's that no one enforces them, although we just won a major victory with the World Trade Organization this week against China as it relates to their over-subsidizing wheat and rice, and that was a major victory for our farmers. So it can work, but it's a very long process, and there's not enough teeth in the enforcement process. So anyway, all of that to say that we're still looking at it, and I appreciate what Corey's saying, and we'll dig more into this.
Adam and Bismarck, Corey and Kenmar, when we come back, 800-228-0550, in 10 seconds or less, are you getting encouraging signs on the China trade discussion?
We really are, Scott. Really encouraging signs. And with Vice President Tuesday, very encouraging signs.
Good. Good. Plus a WTO win. Not bad. More after this. Don't go away.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border is receiving pushback from House Democrats as they voted to block it earlier this week. It's still unknown what will happen in the Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells the CPAC audience why he believes Democrats are against border funding and a border wall.
Here is their reasoning. Trump equals wall. We, the Democrats, hate Trump, therefore no wall. That's it.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
We're brought to you in part today by Dak Diesel, CJ and the crew, hard at work as they usually are. Making sure those semi-trucks and tractors and pickup trucks get back on the road. And they just get it done. They get it done for their customers. So if you've not had the best luck with the diesel repair, CJ's the guy. Bismarck, and by the way, they're bringing vehicles from all over for them to take care of. And they also do a great job of doing that preventative maintenance as well. So engine maintenance, primary importance. Make sure other parts of the vehicle continue to operate at top efficiency as well. Always willing to explain their work, keep you informed, so you trust them through for a thorough, reliable maintenance service. And, again, good idea to reach out now to prevent some major problems in the future. DakDiesel.com or call them right now for an appointment, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Back to the phones, Talk Radio Town Hall, Adam and Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Adam.
Cramer, thanks for taking my phone call today.
Yeah, that's
great. I want to let you know that as of the 31st of January, I'm a new business owner, and I went through the small businesses, the SBA loan process.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what is more of a commoner concern is that while I was going through that process is when we were in our government shutdown.
Right.
And where I emailed your office and then Representative Armstrong's office, and you guys were very forthcoming and helpful for that, so I do appreciate it. But what I want to get to is that because of the government shutdown, I wasn't able to get a SBA loan number, and that nearly cost me the business purchase. Now, me, as a lot like other SBA loan applicants, I bet my family's future on this. And my concern is I want you to really take into consideration any future shutdowns and how important the SBA is for people like myself that, I bet everything on this, and thankfully it closed, but it was very harrowing there for a couple of weeks or longer, where I was very nervous of losing my business. So I just want you to take that into consideration for going forward.
Well, first of all, thanks for the call and for the illustration, because it's I'm sure there are some that weren't as fortunate as you. Now, I don't know of any from North Dakota. That's not to say there aren't some, but thanks for raising that awareness. But the other thing is, I would say to you, is this is exactly why I was a very early co-sponsor of Rob Portman's bill to end government shutdowns. And what the bill does, basically, and there are about three of them, I think, maybe four different bills designed to do that. Rob's, in my view, is two things. One, it's the most modest in the sense that it's not draconian, if you will. I'll describe the bill here in a minute. But it's also, because that's the most likely to get bipartisan support and pass. It's also got the most co-sponsors. But it has in it the right incentives for us to never have a shutdown. Well, so let me just describe it for you. So what would happen if we were to be able to pass this is that if we came up on the end of funding, so in the traditional sense, that would be October 1st. That's when the new fiscal year starts. So whatever appropriations aren't passed by the end of the cycle. Now, realizing sometimes there's these extensions and they're partial extensions or full extensions or whatever the case might be. So that calendar changes. But for purposes of this illustration, say September 30th, no bill is passed, no appropriations passed, government no longer has authority to fund anything. There's a default that's an automatic, what we call in swamp talk, CR, which stands for continuing resolution. A continuing resolution is funding at current levels, in other words, the levels of the previous year, but no policy changes. It's a horrible way to appropriate. It's a horrible way to do policy, but it would at least shield the government from a shutdown. Now, before people think that removes the incentive for action, what that does is it starts a new clock. And if during the next 120 days, Congress doesn't do its job and doesn't appropriate, then there's an automatic reduction of 1%. Now, people might say, well, that's not very much, and it's not, but it's a reduction. And people might say, well, of course Republicans like that because they're always trying to cut government. But remembering that this is a 1% reduction across the board on the discretionary side of the ledger, which means about 54% of it is a 1% cut in national defense spending, and the other 1% on the 46% of the other spending. And there's plenty of incentive for all people of all political stripes in that 1%. But then, every 90 days after that, it's reduced another 1% automatically. And there's enough pain in that, I believe, that we'll do our jobs and fund on time. But if not, funding continues at least at this level or slightly reduced level. But at least the government does not shut down. And you'd never have to experience again what you went through as a new business owner and an SBA borrower. So anyway, long explanation, but we don't have it in front of a committee yet. We're still gathering co-sponsors, but it does seem to have a little bit of momentum.
Good luck with new business, Adam. Appreciate the call very much.
Thanks. Great call.
Chris and Laverne for Senator Kramer. Go ahead. You're next. 2580550. By the way, got a couple lines open. So if you have questions or comments, get them in right now for Senator Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, just wondering about the ICANN child tax credit loophole with the $4.2 billion and the Inspector General for the U.S. Treasury calling out the IRS on this the last 4 years and nothing being done about it.
Yeah, so great. I appreciate that. So what happened is in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we eliminated that ID number as a valid for getting the child tax credit. So, in other words, up until then, and I think you maybe have called about this before, but up until then.
Yep, last year.
Okay. You might remember, Scott, as we were going through the bumper music at the end, I was trying to throw this in and we ran out of time. So thanks for calling back. And I'm going from a week's worth of memory again. But anyway, that said, so the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act did eliminate that PIN number, that ID number as a number that can be used for receiving that child tax credit. Of course, we doubled the child tax credit for legitimate, people with Social Security number or citizens. But we eliminated the use of any of it by simply having that ID number that you referenced. So that is now new law, effective this year.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. We received calls, as recently as yesterday, and a lot of emails about the vote on the Born Alive Protection Act, and the fact that it failed in the Senate by a significant margin, I guess, 6 or 7 votes, and that you were not able to vote. And I was amazed that the people were really mad that you weren't there. And, I asked you for an explanation, and you explained that it was a four-hour delay. It was reported some places elsewhere. There were others that got delayed because of weather. But have you heard from a lot of people about not being able to vote on that?
Oh, for sure, Scott. And thanks for raising it, by the way. Yes, we have. We've gotten some calls into the office, of course, some emails. Probably even a letter or two. We've written a response to it. Interestingly, you're right. Most of the media out here, at least in Washington, that covered the Senate, provided a very substantive and accurate answer to it. There are a few things. First of all, it is a constant reminder that people. There's two things I always ask from constituents. One is hold me accountable, and two is have my back. The voters are much better at the accountability part than they are in having your back part, because there's this intensity that causes people to turn very quickly and to varying degrees. And so I appreciate the opportunity to explain it. In fact, the other person that supports the bill besides me that missed the vote was Tim Scott. And those of you who know Tim, he's another former House member, very conservative Republican. Both Tim and I, Tim is from South Carolina, both Tim and I have a 100% pro-life voting record. And so in many respects, for both of us, and I don't want to speak for Tim, but he and I have talked a lot about it, it's sort of a heartbreaking in a way, the response by some people, because here we are, 100% voting record, pro-life voting record. I'm actually a co-sponsor of the bill. And my very first floor speech was on the importance of life. And what the vote was, it wasn't even a vote on passage. What it was a vote on cloture. It was a procedural vote to end debate and go to the start 30-hour clock and have a vote. It requires 60 votes. There were 53 votes for it, including, by the way, three Democrats that voted for it, but seven short of the 60. Because the flight was delayed, and it was a flight out of Minneapolis to Bismarck that would be then the plane I would take back. And by the way, I didn't even take that. I took the next one, and it was still, even that one ended up delayed. And so consequently, we didn't get back to get into Washington until like 9 or 9:30. The vote was around 7. So because of that, because there would not have been enough votes, even if they waited for Tim and me, and which, by the way, often happens. If it's really close, and they know that it's a fly-in day, and there might be weather, and I don't know what the situation was for Tim. It had to do with flight delay. But if we were two votes away from, ending it and going to cloture, that Senator McConnell would have left the key open, and we would have come in, and we would have cast our votes, and it would have passed. But since our two votes would have meant losing by 5 votes instead of 7 votes, in other words, there would have been no substantive change. There was no point in continuing the vote, and they ended it, and hopefully we'll be able to bring it up again another time. But to be clear, I am absolutely for that bill. I was co-sponsor of the bill and spoke in favor of the bill, tweeted even that day about the bill. And we also, by the way, we went into the vote knowing that there weren't going to be 60 votes, because for whatever reason, all but three Democrats seem to think that taking the life of a child after they're born is a mother's right. And it breaks my heart to think that we have a major political party that's largely gone that far down that path. And we have to restore that culture as well as the right policies.
On that note, somebody called and said that they wanted you there for no other reason to lobby your fellow senators to vote in favor of it. Is that possible? I mean, can you talk anybody into changing their mind?
Yeah, I don't know if you can. I think it's worthy of trying, and we've done a lot of that. Usually by the time, though, you walk into the chamber to vote, that die is cast. The floor is not the place a lot of lobbying.
Interesting. All right, take a short break. Come back with more Sean and Williston. You're next to go with a question for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall in our final segment. A few texts as well to get to, and we'll do all of that. 800-228-0550. Give us a call. More after this.
Going once. Going twice. Sold. 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 Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
It's Matt the Pizza Guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. I always love the reasons customers come up with to enjoy a Pizza Corner Pizza.
Friday night tradition at our house, Pizza Corner Pizza, and a movie.
At our place, it's all about the man cave. Getting the guys together, making sure the game is on, and Pizza Corner Pizza.
Mm. Whether it's chicken bacon ranch or sausage and pepperoni, Pizza Corner Pizzas don't need a reason. You can just have one. Follow us on Facebook or check us out at PizzaCornerPizza.com. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have a busy spring plan. They're right now doing a lot of Midwest farmland seminars down in Arizona, California. As a matter of fact, tomorrow in Gold Canyon, Monday, Mesa, Sun City West on Monday, and then they'll be at Palm Desert, California on Thursday the 7th, so it should be good. Check that out. All the details at pipers.com. And don't forget to get on your calendar the big auction. At the Auction Center of North America, the Spring 2019 Machinery Auction is Thursday, March 28th. That's going to be a dandy. It is a consignment auction. So call Pipers for details on that if you want to get machinery in that auction. Got to do it quick. Also, they're doing a Western Dakota Machinery Auction in Bowman on Friday, April 12th. So, Pipers.com or call them for all the details. And Also have a great catalog you can get when you call 877-700-4099. Senator Cramer, we had a call earlier with someone that told us about a birthday today. And so we said we'd do something to, kind of special for that birthday person. And so that's special as you. You get to greet Keen Hansen from New England, who has a birthday today. Awesome. Keen, are you there? Keen, are you there? Keen freaked out. He hung up. He said, I can't take this. I didn't know this was going to happen. This was a little bit of a...
He thought it was going to be special, and it's only Kevin Cramer. And he was told it was going to be a big deal.
Donald Trump is on the phone. All right, well, you try again back there. And then speaking of Donald Trump, Monday he will welcome the NDSU Bison to the White House. And I know there are plans for a luncheon up at the Capitol after and a whole bit of fun. Tell us a little bit about the day. What's going to happen?
Well, I don't know everything about it, but I do know that they're coming to the White House. It's my understanding. Now, I don't know. Remember when Clemson came to the White House, it was during the government shutdown, and not only were they not handing out or processing SBA loans during the shutdown, the chefs weren't working at the White House, so they had to order in. They had to order in fast food, and you might have remembered that spectacular scene of all these Clemson football players eating Big Macs and Filet-O-Fish sandwiches and all kinds of things. Anyway, so now the good news is that the chefs are working. So I don't know what they're going to serve the Bison football players, but yeah, the president's going to welcome him, welcome them. They'll no doubt get to see much of the White House. Very special thing to be able to do, obviously. And then you have, they're coming over to the Capitol. We're going to do a lunch with them that Senator Hoeven is hosting. And I think they're all getting a tour of the Capitol. Who knows what else might happen when the Bison are in town. But I think it's appropriate when you win 99 out of the last 100 national championships or something like that, that you ought to be invited to the White House. And what I love about it is that that North Dakota once again will be in the national spotlight, deservedly so. The rich tradition of winning in Bison Nation is worthy of a presidential proclamation and recognition.
It is pretty neat. All right, the birthday boy is on the line now. We got him. Keen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Keen. This is Kevin Cramer, and I just they told me that they were going to honor me in a special way today by letting me say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday is a high honor.
Thank you. That is a high honor.
I think it was your brother-in-law that set you up for this.
Yeah, he did. But just wait, his birthday is coming up. I'll get even.
Is that right? Yeah.
Leave it to an in-law to set you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
What's on the docket today? What are you doing, Keen?
Just out replumbing a house, remodel.
Hard at work.
Yes, always trying to stay warm.
Yeah, exactly right. Working on your birthday. Well, happy birthday, Keen. We just wanted to say hello to you and all the good folks in New England, but especially the ones that got a birthday like you today.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks, Keen. Love you.
Have a good one. Yep, bye.
Take care. All right, Todd, do you have a call about the trade thing? We had a call off air. Shirley, do you have that one? I could play it here, too, if I need to. But.
Hello, Scott. Just on a light.
Let me take Craig and Moorhead. We'll figure that other one out. It's a trade question, if we have time here. Craig and Moorhead, go ahead.
Well, I hope that they serve pulled pork sandwiches for the Bison. And the reason being is the NDSU Bison alumni, Omar, if she shows up, at least she won't be able to eat anything.
Oh, my. That was, there's a lot of reasons to criticize Omar, but you picked one that I wouldn't go there. That is a little bizarre that she's an NDSU grad. Now, some people are suggesting that there is... I don't know, some questions about how that tuition was funded. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And it's.
Let me get the trade question in here, okay? Hang on one sec. Yeah, here we go.
Are we going to get this trade deal done now or not? Are we going to get this trade deal done now or not? I don't know if you know this, but ag is rolling over in a big way, and there's tons of guys cannot get money to operate with today's prices that are a locked-in loss. Are we going to get the deal or not?
Thank you.
All right. 20 seconds to answer.
Well, I don't know what trade deal he's talking about. If he's talking about USMCA, it can't happen until the analysis by the Trade Commission is done, and then, of course, it goes to Congress. But in the meantime, NAFTA is still intact. So it's not a USMCA or nothing. We still have NAFTA. And I don't know that the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal is going to make a difference in terms of the price right away. Anyway, so commodity price is one thing. The good news is that China is moving very, very well. China's buying large amounts of our products, and we're having some victories. So I understand the urgency of the moment.
No kidding. Absolutely. All right, folks, got to go. See you next week.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.